U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will meet in San Francisco next week. This is their second meeting since Biden became president. They will talk about a lot of things, like the war between Israel and Hamas, Taiwan, the war in Ukraine, and election interference. The relationship between the U.S. and China has gotten worse in recent years. China did things like sending a spy balloon over U.S. airspace, and the U.S. gave weapons to Taiwan. Biden wants to fix things and talk to China's military, but China doesn't want to. The meeting will happen during a summit called the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, APEC, that the U.S. is hosting. One important thing they will talk about is Taiwan. China thinks it owns Taiwan, but Taiwan governs itself. Biden will probably say he's worried about China's military actions near Taiwan, and Xi might ask for reassurance that the U.S. won't support Taiwan's independence. They will also talk about the U.S. not letting China have certain technology and the tension over China's claims to land in the South China and East China Seas. Biden will also ask for China's help in stopping Iran and making sure violence doesn't get worse in the Middle East. Some experts think the meeting might lead to some small achievements, like fixing military communication and stopping the flow of a drug called fentanyl from China. But they don't expect any big changes that would make the relationship between the U.S. and China better. China blames the U.S. for the problems and says the U.S. is trying to control and hurt China. Biden has been trying to make things better by talking to China and sending people to visit. The meeting is part of his plan to make things better. Besides the meeting, Xi Jinping will have dinner with U.S. business leaders in San Francisco. Tickets for the dinner start at $2,000 per person, and if you want to sit with the Chinese president, it costs $40,000. Before the meeting, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen talked to a Chinese leader about working together on the economy. Chinese media says it's up to Biden to fix the problems between the U.S. and China.